been quite a day for you to come home and get greeted by the folks here and welcomed as a great Missourian.
Yeah, it's been really, I mean, a lot of fun and quite an experience to, you know, whether my wife and I were sitting with the governor and having coffee in his office or, you know, just everything that we've got to do today has been a lot of fun and you know, an experience.
You had to move over to a new team this year. How's the settling in process, the gelling, the getting everything worked out between you and the rest of the guys?
Well, it's going to take some time. I mean, we were very fortunate to be able to win our first race out. And last week, you know, we qualified on the pole and not working together, you know, quite enough hurt us a little bit in the race. But it'll take a little bit of time, but we've got a really good group of guys. Bono is you know, a really good crew chief and a good team leader. So it's not going to take that long to work everything out.
A lot of people got bit on that last pit stop. That really scrambled the final standings quite a bit.
Yeah, we got a bad set of tires or just a mixed match set of tires or something, but our car just was not very good the last run. And, you know, sometimes in racing you take a 20th place car and you run 10th with it, and we took a 8th place car and ran 17th with it. So it just didn't go our way Sunday.
You've got Las Vegas coming up this weekend. How do you do at Las Vegas? How do you like that track?
Well, they just repaved it. You know, I mean, when you say Las Vegas, up to a couple of years ago, it was a completely different racetrack. But I ran 10th there, I think, last year with a case of walking pneumonia. So hopefully being in good health this year, and certainly with the momentum that our team has, we should run really well there. So just have to wait and see what we have when we unload. It's supposed to rain, so hopefully we get to practice.
You drove with Chip Ganassi earlier. Tell me how it is to get back together with him. What kind of a boss is he?
Well, I wasn't very close with Chip initially. He, you know, he has a unique personality, and we weren't that close initially. And it's weird because I became really a lot better friends with both he and Felix when I wasn't driving for them. But coming back, it's been a lot different. You know, I mean, I'm certainly you know, a different place in my life and older, and Chip and I and Felix and Teresa, I mean, everybody, we all have a really good relationship. And, you know, I talk to Chip at least 2-3 times a week on the phone, not always about racing, sometimes just about life. And that's, you know, it's really important to me to get to have that friendship with my boss or, you know, my owner. So we've got, I think we have a great relationship right now.
He's involved in a lot of different kinds of racing. Do you have any opportunities to try some of his other enterprises?
Well, I did the Rolex 24-hour race, and you know, the team I was on with Montoya, Dixon, and Franchitti, we led the race until midnight, and then the engine expired. So I'll probably do that again the next year. I've already told Chip that I want to do it, so I'm pretty sure we're going to most likely have the same group of guys next year, and hopefully we'll have a little better luck.
Let's talk about some short-term goals up until, let's say, for the first half of this year. What do you hope to accomplish in the first half of this year with this new team?
Well, I don't really break my season into halves or quarters or races. I mean, you go out every week and you try to win. But the goal ultimately is to, you know, to make the chase. Everyone sets goals at the beginning of the season. And for me, it was to be able to win 2 races and make the chase. And we're really fortunate that we got to win the Daytona 500 as one of those. So really, I mean, in order to, you know, make our goals from where we set at the beginning of the season, would be to win one more race before the year's over. And you know, to be able to make the chase.
Winning the Daytona 500 is great for the people that watched you win it, the fans here. But for the race driver, you don't get any space the next race you go out. Nobody gives you anything the next time you're on the track, do they?
No, it's not really any different. I mean, everybody, I mean, most of the, I think, you know, I'm friends with most of those guys in the garage. And, you know, I think most guys, not that you get tired of seeing the same guy win, but you do. And so, you know, when someone new wins, you know, I think most guys are good with that, and I think they're genuinely happy for me or for some, you know, someone else that maybe doesn't win every single week like Jimmy Johnson. So, no, I mean, it really is not any different.
I've got to ask you one last thing. Have you had a chance to do any testing with the spoiler instead of the wing yet? Can you tell much of a difference?
No, you really can't tell any difference. They did a really good job of going to the wind tunnel and getting the balance of the car to be the same. The difference is going to be in traffic, and we hope that the cars drive better in traffic.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, man.